Our story begins in Connie's apartment, where Clint is talking with Heidi and Connie.
Marry me, Heidi. Let you and I get married.
Married?
Married?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I know I'm young, but I've never had a father, and I've been thinking that I need to do whatever it takes to make sure my baby doesn't grow up without a father, too.
There is no way you're going to get married. You're 16 years old.
If I didn't know that already, I certainly have figured it out over the past few weeks. Whether I'm 16 or 30, doesn't matter at this point. There's a baby on the way.
Getting married is not the answer.
Then what is the answer, Mom? I don't know how much more of this fighting I can take. I need some resolution.
So do I, but it's not that simple. I can't marry you right now, Clint. We don't love each other. Not like a couple should who would get married.
That's the first sensible thing I've heard you say in weeks.
I need to go. Clint, I'd like to talk to you, but not here.
Then I'll come back to your place with you.
No, Clint. I have to get that.
Heidi, let's go.
Clint, don't you dare walk out that door.
Come on.
You're in trouble, mister. Hello. Hannah, slow down. What is it? Oh, my God. Matt's alive?
At the Westside Psych Ward, Todd has just arrived and runs up to Hannah.
Hannah, what the hell is going on? Why did I have to meet you here so urgently?
Because I wanted to tell you the news in person and to see the look on your face when I tell you. Mac is alive, Todd. He's alive.
What? Hannah, what are you talking about?
Mac is alive, Todd. He's here, at Westside.
But I don't understand. Mac is dead, Hannah.
Baby, he's been in St. John Hospital this entire time. And they recently brought him here. They thought he was someone else. That's why they never notified us.
Why didn't he call us and let us know he was okay? Oh, I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Babe, he's not well. He had some extensive injuries that have healed. But now, he's having some real emotional trauma.
Is that why he's here in the psych ward?
Yes, but we're going to take him home where he belongs.
Oh my God, Hannah, I have to see him. My brother's alive. Tell me, where is he?
He's in his room. I'm going to take him to you.
Oh, it's a miracle, Hannah. It's a real miracle. A real miracle.
At her apartment, Heidi is sitting on the couch with Clint, watching a tape from her VCR.
Hey, what are you doing? We need to talk about the baby, not watch TV.
Clint, I'm too upset right now. I just want to watch my soap and forget about it.
I thought we came here to talk.
We did, but I have so many thoughts going on in my head right now. I need some escapism.
What is it?
Shh, it's As the World Turns.
Oh, God, I hate these shows.
That's Carly. She's married to Jack.
Are you really going to make me watch this?
Please, Clint, it always takes my mind off my problems. I started watching it when I was a little girl. I would watch my soaps and try to forget about my parents fighting in the other room.
Their parents fought a lot?
Constantly. Oh, that's Mike. He's a construction worker. He thinks he's in love with Jennifer, but I still think he loves Katie.
And who are those people?
Casey, Celia. I don't know who that one guy is. Never seen him before. He's cute, though.
Oh, brother.
At Rex's apartment, Perry is home alone when Rex walks in with Kyle.
Hey, sweet. Oh, hi.
Perry, look who I ran into on my way home.
Kyle, hi.
What's up, Perry?
I saw you earlier in the 6 o'clock news.
Looking dapper in my blue blazer. Tell me, blue's my color.
I was coming out of Friedman's Market when I ran into Kyle on the street. I invited him to come up and check out the apartment.
Our apartment. That has a nice ring to it.
So you two lovebirds are taking the next step. How romantic.
Kyle is a cynic, if you haven't picked that up yet.
Oh, I think I've figured that out.
Seriously, congratulations to the two of you.
Thanks.
Kyle, I think there's something we need to tell Rex.
Need to tell me?
Harry, I don't think that would be the best idea in the world, so if you don't mind...
I'm afraid I do. I'm sorry, Kyle. Rex, Kyle and I were lovers.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.